On the crypto front, Bitcoin is making big moves, edging closer to that $30,000 mark again. This comes as some investors expect the Fed to inject more money into the economy after signs of yet another U.S. bank collapse. And joining me now is the General Manager for Africa at Luno, Marius Reitz. Thank you so much for your time, Marius. Now, let's actually look at what is driving the price moves of Bitcoin. Of course, the last time I checked was just under that $30,000 mark. That's after it surpassed that mark about 2 weeks ago. We did see it taking a knock in the last maybe week and a half or so, but now seeming that it's regaining its footing. So what are you interpreting on the drivers of these price moves?
So after spending 2 or 3 weeks about the $30,000 price level, Bitcoin dropped below $28,000 recently. Late last night, it recovered. We saw an increase of 8% over the last 24 hours, so it's trading just below $30,000 now. And some of the other coins like Ethereum and Cardano also increased 7% and 10% respectively. The reasons, it's always difficult to put one's finger on the exact reasons, right? But there are a couple of things that happened. So I think firstly, as you mentioned, it follows the news that First Republic Bank in the U.S. suffered $100 billion loss in customer deposits quarter to quarter. And as you may recall, the previous Bitcoin rally was preceded by the collapse of two U.S. banks. I think that sent out a strong signal to the market. And then also some positive sentiment, I think, that stems, you know, from investors expecting the Fed to start taking a less aggressive stance on rate hikes. Now, crypto is considered a riskier asset and generally performs well in low rate environments. So I think combination of these factors in the short run, could have contributed to the Bitcoin price rally over the last 24 hours.
Yeah, an increase of 8% in the past 24 hours, that's really, really big. And I mean, even before this this boost that we did get in the price in the past 24 hours, even before that, we kind of got some positive sentiment, some bullish sentiment on the crypto front, particularly from institutional investors. What's behind that and how you're interpreting it?
Yeah, so I think obviously last year with the FTX collapse, I think the crypto industry suffered a lot of trust issues. So a lot of institutions decided to pull funds out of the market. I think since then, the more reputable cryptocurrency platforms proved to the market that they're able to safeguard the customer funds. We saw a couple of events in the banking system that was good for cryptocurrency. I think that highlighted the risks, or put the spotlight on the risks, you know, in terms of central custodians of funds, especially the fractional reserve banking system. And I think that might have provided the impetus, for institutions to move back into the market. I mean, I don't think that we're at the same levels yet as 2021 when we saw the big crypto rally, for sure. And I think it will take time for institutions to become comfortable with the control environments and the risk management employed by big cryptocurrency firms. But I think we are slowly getting there.
Yeah. Besides Bitcoin, are there other cryptocurrencies that investors should be looking at? And I mean, how do you actually craft a crypto portfolio if you're not an expert?
Yeah, that's very difficult. As we've discussed before, there are more than 10,000 cryptocurrencies in circulation. Some of them are solving real-world problems. Others really have no use case, and it really is difficult and high risk, to identify those coins. Bitcoin and Ethereum, the two large cryptocurrencies, account for roughly 70% of the total crypto market cap. These two are, the longest track record, and people deem them typically safer, especially for first-time investors, although, as we've seen this week, that they're still volatile. A new way or a new old way for investors to gain experience in a particular asset class is to track an index, right? So in the crypto industry, we've seen the crypto industry mimic traditional funds in the sense that, you now get crypto bundles that track an index, and it's weighted according to the relative market cap of each underlying cryptocurrency. And this obviously now removes the need for individuals and investors to hold each cryptocurrency separately, right? So on Luna, we launched the Luna Large Cap Bundle a couple of weeks ago. It tracks the Coinbase Large Cap Index and consists of five of the most established cryptocurrencies. It's rebalanced on a quarterly basis, to ensure that it still reflects the composition and the weighting of the coins in the index. And that's perhaps, an easy way for a first-time crypto investor to enter the market.
All right. Well, lastly, let's move over to the regulatory front and look at those matters. There have been some developments on that front, coming from Hong Kong and also in the European Union. Talk to us about that.
No, so I think it's a global trend. We've seen updates on the regulatory front, almost on a monthly basis over the last 12 months or so. I think the key point here is that, all new technology, somewhere along its adoption curve, will encounter regulation, on its way to mass adoption. My view on regulation in the crypto market is that it's positive. I think it will be in everyone's interest that there is some pragmatic regulation in the market. And a set of minimum standards that crypto platforms must meet, and that is ultimately to protect consumers. I think it creates a safe operating environment for everyone. To bring it locally, the FCA declared cryptocurrencies a financial product last year. And on the 1st of June this year, the license application window will open, and that will ultimately pave the way for cryptocurrency platforms to become licensed cryptocurrency service providers. So very similar to traditional financial service providers, and the same rules and controls in terms of market conduct will then also apply to cryptocurrency platforms. And I think that will really ensure a safer operating environment for everyone.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time and just giving us some insight on the latest developments in the crypto space. That was Marius Reitz from Luno. Thank you.